Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
100 years today, groundbreaking started for Shays. Talk to me a little bit about the history and where we're going with it now.
100 years today, 1925 was the centennial of the groundbreaking. Construction lasted a year and a day. The cost of this project at the time was estimated to be $1 million. It ran over budget. It was $1.9 million. And this theater continues to define downtown Buffalo, define the cultural industry in Buffalo and Western New York as one of the premier venues for musical theater. We just had Lion King here, which was 68,000 people over a three-week period, an economic impact of nearly $19 million on downtown Buffalo. Not only is Shays a magical place, a beautiful theater, but it's also an economic engine for downtown Buffalo and the theater district. So this is just, you know, the tradition of this place. The leaders before this, saved it. And then they led its restoration, and other leaders led its expansion that has made Shays one of the top Broadway touring venues in all of America. It's a beautiful theater. It's a not-for-profit. It doesn't belong to anybody. It belongs to the people of Buffalo and Western New York. And we are here as temporary stewards to make it better than how we found it, so that the next generation of leaders here at Shays, in the tradition of Michael Shay, can make it even better for the community.
How important is it for you to be here for this celebration?
Well, it's a great privilege. I've represented this community in a different way for nearly 20 years, and this is a continuation of that representation, this time through and including a great cultural, iconic institution like Shays. So it's a proud tradition that I'm happy to be a part of, but we also understand that, again, this is owned by the community, and our job is to preserve it, to expand it, to improve it, so that we can maximize the movement of people into the theater and around the theater in the most efficient and safest way. And that's what our obligation is. That's what we'll be announcing in the weeks to come, capital projects, and just an emphasis on, you know, trying to make Shays even better than what it is. This is a majestic place. People are transformed, whether you're 90 years old or 9. There's a wonderment to the expression of people when they're in this place. And the shows that they're about to see. So it's a great privilege, and I'm honored to be a part of the tradition.